Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino. I feel like you and I haven't done a show in a long time together.
We haven't.
You know? And I'm happy to be here.
The magic's back.
It is. You know?
There it is.
This is what it's all about.
I like that. And it's like, cross.
What I appreciate is that, like most married couples, we're evolving into each other.
Yes.
Because I don't know if it's you can really see it, but just to drive home the point, what I'll do is do this.
Yeah. Greg's going to do something. Oh, taking off a shirt.
Full shirt.
Taking off a sweater. Didn't mean to take off
my shirt off, too.
Revealing the Fallen Kingdom shirt, worldies.
Oh, turning it around. Bring it around town.
Which one's Greg? Which one's Nick? I don't know.
Close your eyes.
Who am I? And look at that. These are two Scarpino brothers and or two Miller brothers.
Wow, that's
We're not sure.
If we would have agreed
on a shoe, that's all. That's the one thing that's thrown it off.
Well, as you know, and unfortunately, this is where we diverge. I cannot wear Converse. I wore Converse for a solid year, and they destroyed my foot one time. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Imagine this shoe.
And as you know, I refuse to wear white shoes.
All white shoes.
I don't know what those are.
These are not a brand that anyone's probably ever heard of. They're called Autry. Think right,
Chris, like Chris Autry.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going home.
I wish that we would have gotten
where I belong
on the same page today, because I have gray jeans in the other room, so we could have just all ganged up on Tim.
Come back in a plain black sweater.
It's one of those things where it's like midweek. I don't want to think about what I'm wearing. I already had the gray jeans. Spoilers: I wear my gray jeans like. I wear my jeans like 3-4 days in a row before I decide to cycle them out.
Sure.
Because I hang dry them. It's a whole thing. So I'm always like the gray jeans with the black crew neck sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. It's like classic. My go-to when I don't want to think about what I want. Remember how like all like the genius that was, not Tim Cook, Steve Jobs was like, I just black turtleneck, don't want to think about anything else. That's the space I'm in right now.
Yeah.
I'm elevated.
I wore my free runs today, which are kind of just my like basic, just I don't need to care about anything. I just need comfort today shoes. And I forgot I'm on the KF podcast. So Cool Greg was coming in later. I was like, can you bring me my Space Jam 11s? I have a little buyer's remorse on the shoes I wore today.
Wow.
And he showed rough. Up.
I get
Thank
it.
You, Cool Greg.
That's so funny.
Right, yeah.
Do you know how much shit I would get from my brother if I asked him to bring me another pair of shoes that I could wear on set? I would never hear the end of that. Oh, big guy, gotta have big shoes.
Yeah. Big guy, gotta have big shoes.
That's not that
important. Man, that's the cool, important shoes. I'm gonna read something to you, to everybody, I guess. Tim, you are gonna hear it as well. But Nick, it's something that you said that jogged a memory for me.
Sure.
Okay. We're gonna read this article from 2016. Where it's a Royson O'Connor over at The Independent. Laundry is inevitable. But thankfully, there are people like Levi's CEO and president, Chip Berg, who want to make our lives a little easier. According to him, you should never wash a pair of jeans
ever. I remember
ever.
This article. I remember this article. Put them in the freezer, like right?
Wasn't
the whole thing?
Speaking put them in the freezer.
In a Fortune video they recently reshared, he said, the point I'm trying to make is it's a wake-up call to consumers that we go into autopilot, and after we're finished wearing something, we just automatically toss in laundry. A good pair of denim doesn't need to be washed in the washing machine, except very infrequently or rarely. His argument is based around the fact that washing a good pair of Levi's actually causes damage to the material and is a waste of water. Mr. Berg isn't the only expert to come out with this advice. Hewitt Denim's website says raw denim is best given a good 6 months before washing. The longer you leave it, the better your jeans will look. The reason for that is that the indigo will have worn off in places where you have natural creases just by sitting down, putting your phone in your pockets, etc. All these daily little things will make your jeans look great.
Big denim out here, still trying to be like, yo, hey, don't wash them because then they're going to get fucked up and you're going to make us look bad. Although, then you go buy more.
Yeah, I would think they'd want you to wash them all the time.
And when you go to, like, you know, a fun house or, like, somebody's basement party, the black light turns on and you look fucking horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd say
just fucking semen everywhere. And they're like, oh, well, I was told never to wash them.
What?
You saw what I'm doing.
I know. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to steer the ship over this way.
Okay, fair enough.
Clearly, Big Denim's never been to a convention before.
Yeah.
Because if people at conventions never wash their jeans, it would be atrocious.
I feel like conventions jeans aren't the jorts, perhaps, but.
I mean, any sort of denim-y product that gets worn
in the middle of summer.
If we get, I'm talking like the E3s, the Comic Cons, where people kind of have to wear the jeans, you know, because you like showing the leg when you're in a like, professional setting is not cool unless you're just no like Mike. But man, the denim sometimes just gets that smell, that sort of like dirty smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will walk by you when you're sitting down, you're like, oof, oof a lot of what's going on in there, man. Let's delouse those things. So I don't know if I can get back. Also, there's always the worry that like, you know, when you open your buddies. Like freezer, I think the freezer the old studio used to have this, and we had stuff that's been in there for way too long, and it's got that stale, bad freezer burn smell to it. Yeah. Do I want to add jean smell onto that? Yeah, like you taste the ice, and you're like, that tastes like Tim's jeans.
It's weird you say that because like I do actually think that there is a commonality between those smells, between the freezer smell and the dirty jean smell.
It's
and then you're bringing up this whole you're supposed to clean your jeans by putting them in the freezer or something.
That's
okay,
what the guy said.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. There was at one point somebody said, I forget who it was, they were like, if you want to clean your jeans, the best way to do it is stick them in like deep freeze or whatever and freeze the bacteria, which again,
I mean, like, what about just the toothpaste, the coffee, the spots you're putting?
Well, I mean, there is
toothpaste.
Right. Presumably, you're not.
Okay.
I think the idea is that they're supposed to look rough and ready. No matter what, so a little couple stains here and there, whatever. But I don't know. I wash my jeans every week. Every few days, I'll throw them in the wash and hang them.
Shit, fuck.
Mm. What'd you forget?
No, well, so I forgot. I forgot something, and then just had a moment of brilliance. I'm still of the mind that I was meant to wear bib jeans all the time. Some people call them overalls.
Okay,
it's a local colloquialism. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
big
matter.
Big jeans a gen thing?
No,
or?
It's a Midwest thing. Osh, bosh, bagosh. We're not getting back into this, everybody. I'm not crazy. It's how you're raised. All right?
One or two?
Always one.
Strap. Two. Two really? For me. Yeah.
Or backwards.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a nerd. I believe that I'm meant to wear those. I think I should be wearing those all the time. And I'd like to make that become my thing. I just had a conversation on the stream with Mike that I don't know what I want to wear at SGF. Now, I only have one pair of bib jeans, and they're usually like, I'm doing housework.
Oh,
you know
my
I mean?
God, yes.
So, like, I think
but
they're going to be...
There. I imagine yours aren't as ripped.
No, mine are very thick. They're very thick material so that I can get, I can crawl in the dirt and I can not get cut by a screwdriver.
Overalls.
I don't have the nice... I don't want to have these ones, which are just sexy.
You
I don't have these
at all. Like Mike in these because I can.
Let's not put that out in the world because
Why
he'll
not?
Adopt that very quick. Well, because today, as I was walking on the set, I looked over and Mike was wearing a Diablo 4 sweatshirt that I think was an actual official piece of swag that came from
the it's just hideous.
And it is... God awful. It is the ugliest piece of swag I've ever seen ever come through any office. And I've been working in this industry for damn near 20 years.
So there was a sweater he was wearing that I did not like. But then there was a crew neck that was on the couch. Unless these are the same thing.
No.
I thought the crew neck was pretty cool.
With the cornflakes bird on it?
Now, okay, let's back up.
I'm not making a joke.
It's the same sweatshirt.
The
hood
one?
Just must have been folded.
Oh, interesting.
And what did you like the one with like Lilith and the angel guy? Or?
Lord, if I know. I like that style of the more like retro crew neck that where it's like not quite tie-dye, but like the black looks like tie-dye.
Yeah.
It's you know like, what I'm talking about?
I think we're
almost
talking about
acid different. Washy.
Yeah. Pieces. Acid wash, yeah.
It's the same sweatshirt, but they look wildly different.
I really thought it was going to be Mike in the jig right now. Just more bibs. I want to do bib jean shorts.
Why not?
I'm not a shorts guy.
Well, bib, you know, so here's the thing. Bib jean shorts always remind me of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because he used to wear those. Like Will Smith used to wear those off the thing, you know, one shoulder would be off, whatever. He had the cool hat, like the Mike Messenger hat.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a bib jean short guy.
No.
I think you're a big coverall kind of guy.
Right.
I think you're not worried too much about denim as like you want just the flexibility of having like the additional layer on top.
Well, then I just have all my pockets and stuff. I have so much storage.
Imagine
it's the same reason I like my Ghostbusters jumpsuit. I'm a clear comms.
It's like the more casual.
Well, again, now we're back to
version.
Nick and I think
in like temperature.
In 2019 maybe.
Best idea we ever had.
Cursed fucking E3 because we said next year we should make kind of funny Ghostbuster uniforms. That would be, we would get the cyan jumpsuits, put the kind of funny patch on them, and run around covering E3 that way.
We had one glorious year that I think was at Kansas City Comic Con, where we dressed as
that was Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm like, this is us in our final evolution.
Where, you and me went up for a Fan Fest, or I don't know, whatever we did in Toronto. And it was Halloween weekend. And so we just agreed to dress as Ghostbusters the entire weekend.
It was so cool. We got kitted out in the hotel beforehand. I felt so cool.
It felt awesome. Yeah.
I have a question about your bib jeans.
Before
thing.
We get to that,
okay.
Kevin Coyle had something to say about bib jeans as well. And Kevin, I feel like, is a big man who knows a lot. He's a big fan of bib jeans. If, you know what I mean? If I picture somebody who's
that one got cool, Greg.
I can get behind wearing overalls. More importantly, if you ever get them and you want to reveal it to us, put a sweater on and do it on the show. So everyone just thinks you're wearing jeans.
See, that's my thing, and this is why I know I can't wear the ones I have now, is the ones I have now are, like, so fucking thick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you'd know something was up immediately by looking at my pants. Like, wait a second. You know what I mean?
So I have a buddy of mine who, non-ironically, just because he's very, very fashionable, wears the, not jumpsuit, I don't know.
Romper?
Not romper, but what's a romper with the full legs?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Jumpsuit, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you wear when you're a Ghostbuster?
Yeah.
Flight suit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that was hot for a hot second. And I remember showing up to a comedy show and he was wearing one, but it was like big, oversized and really cool with like the cuffs. And I was like, am I going to be a jumpsuit guy now?
God, I wish.
And then I was like, fuck.
I'm here for all of this.
I love it.
Specifically Greg in these overalls.
Wait, is this the same friend that wore these shoes at one time?
No.
Okay.
I forget which one of my friends wore those.
I mean, you came in when...
Oh, no, that was that was my friend Andrew Rolfo. He wore those on Instagram one time at a show. And I was like, I can't tell if these are cool or not because Tim hasn't told me.
That's what Seth Rollins wore that one time. So that's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
There were a moment. Joe?
Oh, yeah. So here's a question for you. Is the annoyance of having to pee an issue for you wearing the bib jeans? Because that's me with rompers and everything.
Now, again, I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ugh. But
is it so much easier?
Men's bib jeans, or at least the bib jeans I have the zipper built in.
Damn.
Traditional zip.
Yeah.
Also, you don't have to get fully naked in the bathroom to pee. No. Okay. No.
Which I feel like women, y'all need to figure this out.
How
is this still a problem? Like,
it's
I feel
so
like
annoying.
Maybe have some type of
hidden zipper.
Not even a zip, like a dirt, you know, the buttons.
Oh like warm up
pants.
Yeah.
But then do you know how at that point, then you have to button them all up and that's.
Or
almost
just,
more time.
Just, you know, like those, whatever
like
they call it.
Body suits.
Like ballerinas have it, there's one button.
Leotard?
Yeah.
Well, leotards are one full thing, but body suits have the body.
I just feel like the technology's there.
Well, then I feel like you undo the leotard, comes up and hits you in the face.
You gotta be real careful.
Then you're sitting there peeing.
A lot of people lost eyes in the
tits out.
Yeah. So then it's like, okay, yeah. But then that could be cool. Rompers and eye patches? Bring it back.
I think that's gonna be a hard sell.
Yeah.
Because then you have to design a whole new makeup look around the eye patch. It's like a whole thing.
Sounds like money.
Not for us. It's just spending money. Unless we get in on the ground floor and we have the designer eye patches.
I'm on Levi's website here.
Yeah.
And it's just, they don't have an overall sec. And here they go, overalls.
I think they got a jumpsuit for me.
Just a denim jumpsuit?
It's not a denim jumpsuit. What am I thinking of?
You want to
romp? See, now the ones that one I'm like seeing here is just the blue jeans.
Michael Myers would wear.
I don't want blue jeans.
Yeah, that's a.
I see you.
Jumpsuit.
The real thing here, Greg. I love this idea, and I love it for the bit and for the joke. But I love it even more for the fashion, for you bringing something new to the streets. I'm imagining you, black denim. That's what I want.
Black denim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my coveralls at home are. Yeah. I got Carhartt ones at home or whatever.
Picture of you in these.
Yeah.
On the internet somewhere?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those where...
You just got to scroll.
Yeah. I'll find it for you, though. Hold on. A whole body one might be tough. Jen definitely does. That's not it. We'll head up Jen. She's not doing anything.
I want you to look like Mario when he gets the flight powers in Mario Galaxy, where he's wearing... It's this classic Mario outfit. Kev, you can try to find this for me. I'd appreciate it. But it's black. And I can see you pulling off that look. Real nice. Real high. Real tight.
That's it, man. I've decided I'm going to be a jumpsuit guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. If Greg can wear overalls, or coveralls for that matter.
Listen, here's what I'm saying.
Let's go.
We've talked.
Let's elevate the game.
We've talked a lot, but this is our Thelma and Louise moment. You and I ride off, we get the vasectomies, we come back in coveralls, we
guys.
Come back in overalls.
Brand new guys. I'll be the Mario to your Luigi.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank
Kevin,
you
can you Google something for me? Can you just Google romp him?
Oh, yeah.
And tell me what's... Because I feel like... That's the Tim Getty's iteration.
Man, I love it. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Crushed it, Kevin.
What is that?
It's Mario.
It's Mario.
He's a plumber.
He's a brother.
Overall. You think if I put an overall? No.
He's a donkey.
He's a donkey.
Don't you know I made a great joke that I wish you were here for last night on Discord? I popped in to say what's up to Chris Anka because he was there playing Icarus. I wanted to I haven't had a chance to congratulate him on the success of Across the Spider-Verse, and basically just gushed to him about how much I thoroughly enjoyed that movie and his work on it. And he was like, "Hey, we have this new server. You have to come find it. Let me explain to you how to find it." And it was like server world like 7878, and I was like, "Which Spider-Man world is that?"
That's a funny joke.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
And I just it was like earmarked
that. Did that not land?
I think Kevin A. Sachs said that was funny, but you know how Kevin A. Sachs is kind of super sarcastic, so I don't know if I ever impress him at all.
Yeah, I think it gets like a
He was like, "Huh, that was a good joke, Nick," and then we just went right on. And then I watched Kevin A. Sachs beat the shit out of Snowbike Mike in Street Fighter
for
like a half hour, to the point where I was like, "Mike, it's stay down.
Yeah.
Stay down, bro. It's not going to work out."
What point did you light the entire house on fire?
Okay, so we weren't going to bring that up.
I've heard a lot about this, that you ruined something he worked really hard on.
So Chris is like, "Nick, I would like, look, I got this persistent server that we should have in Icarus, so that no matter what, the service is always on, so it doesn't require Tim, who would be the owner of like Mike's server that we were playing, I'd have to have Mike logged on to be able." He's like, "I got this persistent server, I pay for it, I'm going to build it out for us, so you guys can jump whenever you want, level up your characters, and we can and do Let's Plays in it." I was like, "That's great." He goes, "Let me tour you around the house." Tours me around the house, like, this is a Zello house, right? Like, he's like, "This is this, this is this, this is this," right? He goes, "Would you like to claim a bedroom now?" He put little signs up that you can go up and interact with. And he was like, "You can get bottom floor or top floor." I was like, "Chris, I'm a top floor kind of guy, right? I don't like people above me running around while I'm trying to sleep." So I pick one out that has a nice view, half of the lake, half of the forest, type my name. And then underneath, I'm like, "Chris, can you make me another sign? Because it's going to be hilarious when I put a second sign underneath it that says, 'No Andy's allowed.'"
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Chris went all the way back to the machine room. Like the woodworking room, came all the way back with the sign, put it up for me. It was perfect, right? We're about to end. Chris is like, "I'm tired. I'm going to bed." I'm like, "I'm about to go to bed too." He goes, and in my brain, in order to go to bed, you have to turn your campfire on. And the campfire is in the room so you can go to sleep. I turn it on. I turn around and I see flames on my face. And I was like, "Oh no." And the whole house is wood. And I don't have one of the things made that we can stomp the fire out. So I'm desperately going into crafting, trying to stomp it. And I hear, I think it was Matt, I go, what's going on there, Nick?" Because he's across the river, like, looking at me. I was like, "Nothing, it's fine." And I stomp out the piece of wood that's on fire. I'm like, "No problem." Turn around, the entire wall is on fire. This is a palatial mansion.
Yeah.
Chris must have spent a week and a half building this. And Chris is like, "It's okay, man. I'll help you put it out." And then I hear a moment in Chris's voice where he comes back around the corner from the woods and sees it. And he goes, "Oh. Oh, Nick."
You guys weren't streaming, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. If we were, awesome. It would be the single most embarrassing moment of my professional video game playing life in this industry.
It's like that classic mortified. Minecraft one where the guy, like, when Minecraft was brand new, something similar happened where a guy was showing it around and then the fire started and he just couldn't stop it.
Greg, Chris drops out of the server and I was like, "Oh, he's so mad at me." But he was still in Discord. I was like, "Chris, you okay?" He goes, "No. I think the fire, like, kicked me because it was too much processing power." And then
the
I got
was
kicked,
too big.
And we couldn't get back in the server.
The entire
you
world
burned the server
burning.
Down.
I think we killed the server. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know. We have to check back in today and see if it hard reset. But I'm pretty sure this fire was so bad it fucking killed all of Icarus.
That is so funny.
Isn't that sad?
Really?
It was to the point where Chris could feel it. I felt so bad about it. He's like, "Scarpino, it's okay." And I was like, "Chris, I owe you. I'll pay you for the server."
I'm playing a race against time. Kevin, I sent assets the photo of me in the bib jeans. Don't put it up yet. Because we have to talk about the fact that this is possibly the worst photo I could give you. Because it's
I don't know why you would send this to us.
I'm so excited.
It's because it's what I found. I'm hosting
you,
a show.
I'm gonna shave my face so that I look like a hipster.
All right, toss it up. If you remember, I shaved my face for fucking Extra Life. All right, so this all just happened around the same time. This is the first
great Carnhart.
This is the first wear of the bibs. So it's not like this. And I could keep looking. It would take me forever, though. But yes, these are the bib jeans. And it's not great because you can't.
It.
There's no difference right now between the Carhart black and the t-shirt black.
Yeah.
Jen will eventually come with a better photo.
I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You with the mustache, the Commissioner Gordon, Greg Miller, is my favorite version.
This Greg Miller is on hard times. Toss it back up, Kevin. This Greg Miller is on he's about to have a drinking problem. You know what I mean?
I'm going to say I am Gonzo for Gordo with this picture.
You look great.
You like this?
I love it, great. Dude.
This is a look that
I
you
think
can pull
it's
off.
Cool as hell.
Okay.
Yeah, now, here's the thing, though. Once you open the door to the bib jeans, like the bib look, that sets you on a whole other path to fashion that I don't know if you're ready to go on. There's no going back. You show up to E3 in this look with this much drip, you can't come back the next day Greg Miller 1.0. You got to keep it going and see where it goes. Even if it leads you to a dark place.
Felipe in the chat, 1920s depression look.
You do look like you're like one of those guys that has eaten lunch on top of like the Sears Tower as it's being built.
See, I got that little sign. I have the hard lunch.
Yeah, hard lunch. Or whatever. Like, there's no safety lines at all in this
guy. No. And then they have to show that. You ever seen the reverse of the photographer taking it?
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah, where he's got his like legs wrapped around and he's got the camera like this.
Think about that. That's horrifying.
That's how they do it over here. We like to teach you something here on this show. Like the fact that this is Forbes 30 under 30. AKA the second best baby blues in San Francisco, AKA the New York Times quoted.
Thank you.
At Tim Geddes.
But Tim was, I want to say something, but let's introduce Joey first.
And of course, it's Christmas in June. Joey Noel. Hello,
June.
Joey.
I guess it is June.
It's June.
Dang. Fast. Where did the year go?
Year's going fast. Yeah.
January.
Thanks for stepping in for Andy.
No problem.
He had a real big day of having to talk about movies, so he couldn't hang out.
Yeah, the show that I was also on that.
Yeah. Oh shucks, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Are you okay?
So, I want to tell you about a dream I had last night, and I know that that's never a good start to a story. Everyone's like, I don't want to fucking hear about the dream. This one
was Snooki in yours.
Snooki was not in my dream. No, but. I'm really excited about
the balls on this photographer.
Also, right in those shoes, that's really impressive.
Those are insane.
Every once in a while, you get an idea in your dreams that I'm like, I want to make this a reality. But knowing us, we're never actually going to do it. So I had a great idea for a comedy sketch.
Love it.
That we're not going to do. No. So I'm going to tell you it right now.
Let's do it.
Close your eyes and imagine it.
All right. I had a dream. The Vanderpump Rules reunion finale, the end of it all, is happening tonight.
This is why we take sketch comedy very seriously.
She does. And I cannot be more excited for this, right? So Vanderpump on the mind constantly. Vanderpump Rules, a reality show, all right? These are real people doing real things. They're not actors, okay? I had a dream that I watched the finale, and as it ended, after the episode, one of those inside the actor studio HBO things started, like with Succession, where like, you know, after the show, you end up watching it, and then you see the actors kind of talking stuff. Now, what's the one common thing of all those?
Everybody's got an accent.
Everybody's British. And you didn't expect it.
Always bad.
You didn't think.
Even Pedro Pascal.
So I'm watching in my dream mind this inside the actor studio thing for Vanderpump Rules. And all of a sudden, Tom Schwartz starts speaking in a British accent.
Oh,
and I'm like, this, who was a very American man. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I wake up in this moment. I'm like, we need to do a behind the scenes kind of funny thing where we all have British accents.
That's really good.
Like, that's we reveal so the truth that Greg's British accent.
Oh, I get that.
That's actually him.
Yeah. Fuck
this
yeah.
is all a front. That's you know what I mean?
So that's funny.
What's Tom's name from Succession?
Oh, Matthew McFadden.
It's like, I would have never known.
No.
Never known. And then you hear him talk, you're like,
and the fact that Shiv's Australian, crazy. Yeah.
It's all of it. Wild to me. But I just started imagining, what if all of us had to have accents from somewhere? And it's just, that's the reality we live. And I started going down this path. Of course, Greg has the Oi Governor one.
Yeah.
But like, it's too good. Stuck on Nick. Mm. And I was like, I don't know what this, there, what
Scottish,
what it is, but like, it'd be good.
I kind of do it, Captain.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I don't have the power.
Most famous Scottish person, Nick
Noah.
Name another Scottish. Sean Connery, I guess. I was just a boy when I came over to this and saw what was to be my city. That was from First Night, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was going to quote James Bond, but nothing came to mind. So I went with the classic Richard Gere, Sean Connery film, First Night, which none of you have seen by the looks on your faces.
No, but I've seen The Rock.
Well, I can't say that quote.
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah. I mean, it's a movie. You're quoting a movie.
Yeah.
And there one from Indiana Jones.
Losers whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
I feel like most of the Sean Connery
Carla was the prom queen.
Are from the Jeopardy sketch where it's just, it's not actually Sean Connery.
Yeah. It's just like Keith Morrison on Dateline. Where there was a clip that gets circulated every so often where, like, John Quinones, I think, is talking to him, one of the other Dateline guys. He's like, do that thing you do, the ooh. He's like, I don't do that. He's like, Bill Hader does that on SNL when he's making fun of me. Like, oh, but it's funny. That's like, hilarious. That's infiltrated so much. Where, like, that's, you think of it when you think
wait,
about
so
it.
What accent would I have, Tim?
I don't know. That's I was awake at this point. Then I just was laughing awake. Myself at, like, 3 a.m. But I was just like, I just want to talk to you guys about this. Because we'll never actually do it. But, like, yeah. I just think it's a funny idea.
We were talking about this earlier. Because my first thought was, what if it was hilarious if I had, like, a ridiculous Italian accent?
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't. Like, the kind where you're like.
That was my first thought, too.
That was
and,
my
it would be borderline offensive to Italian people, I thought.
I would like to. I mean, if I did the joke, of course it would be borderline offensive to Italian people because it's hilarious, but Then I thought, wait, I just started watching that show, The Idol, and my biggest gripe with it is that Hank Azaria does an Italian accent the entire time, or some sort of accent the entire time, and it's absolutely terrible.
You know,
so I don't want to deal with that.
It's very funny, Nick, because I feel like overall in life, like I've known you a very long time, I know you very well. There's something about wigs and Italian accents
hate them.
That you just can't deal with. Like, if someone has an Italian accent, doesn't matter if it's good or bad, you are fixated on it.
Yeah.
Because I grew up around relatives that had all sorts of Italian accents. So from like the New Yorker Jersey accent to my actual relatives from Italy who would try to speak English, and it was endearing, and I love that. It's when I just don't think that people can do a really good Italian accent.
Can Ralph Macchio?
Hey, Miss Miyagi. Come bring me a bicycle to fix, Miss Miyagi. I'm going to teach me how to fight. It's
always one step away from walking, Greg.
Well, it's John Travolta. He's right there.
Yeah. John Travolta, yeah.
That was like, he's from Jersey, so he had that Jersey accent. I think, you know, Macchio kind of had that back in the day. But no, you know what it was? Like, it's I don't find it offensive. I just find it annoying. That's why I couldn't even watch House of Gucci. Because Adam Driver and Al Pacino and Lady Gaga, their accents and that were so fucking bad in the trailer that I'm like, this is just going to take me completely out of this. Again, I don't find it like... I find it offensive in that it's annoying, not offensive in like a cultural way.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I didn't say offensive. I just said you fixate on it.
Because it's offensive. Because it's bad. Like, it's the same way when an American actress or actor tries to do a British accent. I'm just like, you got people in the UK have to be cringing when they hear that because you can spot it. You can tell
but that's the problem with the UK. Is you talk to any of these people and they're always like, oh, well, it's a Geordie accent or it's this thing. They've got a million little bot. You know, they're all, they don't.
But so does the United States.
No.
We were
fine.
We were in the office
South
area today.
Valley.
Midwest.
American.
New York.
We're in the office.
Hey, Spider-Man! You mess with one of us, you mess with all of them. I'm sorry, Tim. Was I starting? I can't stop.
Greg was in the lab. I don't even know who else was in the lab. I don't even know the context. I don't know what was happening.
This is Diablo stream today with Mike.
But the door was open, and we just, like, it was silent for less than 30 seconds. And then we just hear Greg go, like, there's this whole thing about cancel. Everyone's getting canceled these days. Cancel this, cancel that. Try to cancel me, you know? I'm just going to tell it like it is. And he just starts saying shit, and Andy and me and Joey just look at each other like, oh, my God, like, I hate this. Like,
we had bets going
I'm so
on each other.
Stressed.
Cancelization topic.
Did anyone look into it?
He was just talking shit about Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, we know.
So,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I think it's okay.
We were taking bets on each other.
My whole point, right, all right, is we live in this PC culture, all right, where you eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You'll never work in this country again. But Michael Jackson in 1996, we're like, I don't worry about it. He made Thriller.
I brought this upon ourselves. I could have not brought it up, Joey. I could have not been involved.
I want Barrett and Mike to know I didn't bring it up, all right? Because they were like, Barrett's like, how do you think he's going to work this into the SGF reaction streams? And I'm like, there's a different vibe when you're doing a reaction stream and when you're playing Diablo here on stream. That's a different Greg.
You got it. You're in a different.
And I wouldn't have brought it up today. And no, it didn't start with the Chick-fil-A thing. It just started with a pause. Oh, I had been singing Look at
Michael
Man in the Mirror, and then I just said, hey, Mike, do you ever think it's fucked up that Michael Jackson did all that shit? And everybody's just like, probably not, and it's fine. Nowadays, all this other shit happens, you know. Yeah. Don't eat a Chick-fil-A. I'm still part of that plan. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. I'm just saying I'm uncancelable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Greg Miller, the uncancelable.
Uncancelable.
I'm like an uncrustable, except cancelable. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table. Each coming to talk to each other about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, you can write in for free at kindoffunny.com/KF podcast with your questions, your comments, your topics, and everything else under the Kind of Funny sun. Then, of course, you should be watching on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you, of course, can get the show ad-free. You could be watching early, a day early, and ad-free, just like the Lou is, Matthew is, Cody is, I assume Melissa is. I didn't see her. Yeah, there she is. Madeline. If you're watching, of course, be part of the chat. Hang out. Have funny things to say. It went by already, but one of the other comments that was happening was pretty great of, Greg looks like the brewery just declared bankruptcy.
Yeah, that brewery fell on hard times.
You know what I mean? Who would have thought?
Never should have used clove.
Dog-flavored beer. However, if you got no bucks tossed away, it's no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny podcast services around. the Globe each and every week for a brand spanking new episode. No matter where you get the show, thank you for your support. Please consider like, subscribing, sharing, and doing all that. Leave a review, tell your friends, etc., so on. Maybe go to Patreon when you have the chance, or for free, support Kinda Funny on the Epic Game Store with the creator code Kinda Funny, or Fortnite Rocket League on the console of choice when you're checking out. Housekeeping for you, it is a humongous week for Kinda Funny Games. Of course, SGF Summer Game Fest is happening tomorrow. Well, I guess when this posts, that'll be the day we are live reacting to the Summer Game Fest Showdown Showcase. We'll be live reacting to that, then doing a Gamescast post show for it, then climbing into an aeroplane and going to Los Angeles for 2 days of video game coverage before flying back on Sunday to live react to Xbox and Starfield before waking up on Monday to come in to react to UbiForward and, of course, Capcom. So it is nonstop E3, a.k.a. not E3 SGF time, and we are pretty stoked about it, Tim.
It's true. All of that's true.
Did you buy new clothes for SGF or you?
No.
I just did the search. Macy's doesn't have bib jeans, so I can't go pick those up there.
You just got. Why can't you wear the Carhartts that you got?
They just are so. They are very work. They're work.
That's but the work look in right now.
Tim, can I get away with it?
I think you can get away with it. I will say that it's gonna be way too hot down there.
It's supposed to be gloomy.
Really?
That's what I got told.
Even if it's gloomy, man, I don't trust it, man. I think it's gonna be hot. But you brought this up earlier. But then when I saw the picture, I really think you're right. The bottom of the like the opening of the pant leg a little too big. I don't know that you can be wearing those in the streets.
Thank you. Friday, high of 68, and Saturday, high of 67. Not bad at all.
Okay. Here's what I need you to do. Here's what I need you to do. Real talk. Wear them. You cuff them up to the right. You cuff them up right to the point where the Converses end. Have a little fun pop of color in the sock. You're right in.
But you have high tops, so he's going to have to cuff them up real high to get the socks
pop. That's what they do now. You do the cuff. Yeah, you can totally cuff those up. Those are going to look great. You can't wear those white Puma socks, though. Those are god-awful.
I got fancy socks.
I'm joking. The Puma socks.
I got fancy. Oh, look. There's my Assassin's Creed outfit from that Assassin's Creed sponsor stream in the background there. And there's Portillo. Remember him?
Middle part.
He bled all over the place. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Patreon producer Nathan Lamoth. And thank you to our sponsors, Amazon, Shady Rays, and BetterHelp.
Tim, do you think it has to do with the dog-flavored beer?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know. I have too many questions, and I don't want answers.
One of them.
I will.
Kevin, what are you trying to say?
I said when?
When what?
When did he bleed all over the place?
Oh, man. Those were some of the final days. He was just bleeding out the mouth, rushing to the emergency room and stuff. He had a whole bunch of dental stuff going on.
Earlier today, Greg, we recorded Transformers Rise of the Beast.
Robots in Disguise, yeah.
Tim, can you bring the mic closer to your face?
When the show ended, Kevin made the smoke go.
Oh, it didn't stop.
And it just didn't stop.
Yeah.
And every once in a while this happens where it doesn't stop for a second. And it's like, all right, this is, you know, flow chart going. It's like, is Kevin trying to be funny? Which means he'll let it go for just a second too long and then stop it and then laugh. Or is there a problem? Usually when there's a problem, we're going down that path.
It's a different skill tree.
It's a different, and you normally hear the panic from Kevin of like, oh, hey, I'm on it. We didn't get that.
Oh, I know.
Dead silence. All of us are like, huh. I was like, Kev, getting no response from him. And this room is just filling with colored smoke. And I was like, huh. That was definitely the longest the smoke has ever been on.
It was so loud. And it was loud in just the sound of the smokeway where there wasn't. It stopped business on the other side of the wall. Where even Blessing took off his headphones. He's like, what is going on? And I'm like, the smoke screen's broke. And that's when you can hear Kevin be like, what's going on? And he like came out and there was the whole thing. Yeah. I saw. He said, are we still filming? And I said, I don't think so. But Tim has his phone out, so I think he's recording.
I was going to, yeah. But then Kev figured it out. Well, if I figured it out, me and Nick literally got up and physically turned them off.
It'd be good if they were just sentient, like you unplug them and they still keep going.
Still freaking smoking out.
Furby.
So if you guys want to know what happened on the back end.
I do.
Is I did the smoke and did the lights out too quick together. And it froze the system. So I saw the lights not go out, but I already muted their mics. And then I was like, why aren't the lights going out? So I was like trying to fix that problem, and your guys' mics were muted. So I couldn't hear you all trying to call. Yeah, I had no, because I was looking at the
Kevin, we're dying!
Yeah, I can't breathe. Cut inside, yeah. And it's that scene from Independence Day where Data gets pushed against the glass. And it's like, let me out. Smoke fucking everywhere.
I could tell something was wrong because Kevin wasn't making noise. He wasn't being like, hey, there's a problem. I figured it out. And looking at in through the control room through the glass, there was no chaotic motion.
Yeah,
like,
we can always tell.
Just sitting there. Yeah. And I was like, what is going on?
I was moving around because I was trying to figure it out.
I saw you move around.
Before that, I was like, because right from the start, I was like, why aren't the podcast lights working? So I clicked and I was walking over to the other computer here. And then what's worse is in my panic, I couldn't, like, I missed the mute button several times. So you guys couldn't hear me being like, sorry, guys, I don't know what the hell's going on. Great. Give me 1 second. Great. Give me 1 second.
Chaotic beauty, Greg. Kind of funny.
Kind of funny is a chaotic beauty. Thanks to your support on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And if you support us over there, why does this guy keep calling me? Answer, stop answer. Calling. No, I know who this person is.
Greg's wearing overalls.
Not yet. I wish I was. Of course, over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get each and every episode ad-free. You can get a bevy of bonus episodes like the 20-minute Gregway I just posted today. Talking about fatherhood and everything else under the Greg sun. And of course, you get a bunch of other shows and a bunch of other things and exclusive merch and all sorts of cool stuff. But most important for right now, you're not on Patreon. So here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon and Summer Game Fest. We are in an absolutely stacked year of video game releases, and you can find all of them on amazon.com/summergamefest. I hope that you found a spare few hundred hours to play all the amazing games that have come out this year already. Gamers have been eating good this year, but this is the only place you want to be, amazon.com/summergamefest, because guess what? This summer, there's going to be even more exciting announcements coming through of so many more video games that are about to be on all of your favorite consoles, like Final Fantasy 16, Armored Core 6, Diablo 4, Street Fighter 6, Mortal Kombat 1, Exo Primal, Assassin's Creed Mirage. The list goes on and on. You can go to amazon.com/summergamefest all summer long to discover the top new and upcoming games as soon as they go up for pre-order, or you can go check out the website now for everything you might have missed so far this year. Again, that's amazon.com/summergamefest for all of your video game needs. Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Do you want to look as cool as I look? Yes, you do. And you can. You can take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an unbeatable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that I've ever worn in my life. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. You can wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. Exclusively for you listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to shadyrays.com and use the code KINDOFFUNNY. You can get 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Promo code KINDOFFUNNY at shadyrays.com. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. I know this from experience, how often it just seems easier to care about others and to keep it moving. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Some of my very best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/kindoffunny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny.
Nick?
Yes.
You'll get the lead off on this question.
Sure. Love it.
Cozy Bear writes in. To kindoffunny.com/KF podcast, just like you can and says. Where the hell did the question go? There it is. It's like, why am I seeing? Oh, okay. See, I was looking for the question, but I got hung up on Spider-Man, but it starts with Spider-Man. Stick with me.
Sure.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is here, which means it's times we ask ourselves a hard-hitting question. Do you think that you would fall in love with a gender-bent version of yourself from a parallel universe? Why or why not?
Mm. Huh.
Now, this is, I think, more in line with a Loki question. But, of course, Spider-Man, they are, you know, we get where we're going. Mm-hmm. With this. But Loki, this was an actual conversation through the Disney Plus show we should watch. Nick, if Nikki showed up.
Yeah.
You think you're going to fall in love with Nikki?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. Opposites attract. If Nikki is spitting at me, I can't. My ego will not allow it. I'd be like, no, you can't. I have to be the funny person. You can't be the funny person also. There can't be two of us. Of course, Greg, I know this is a question that is just kind of leading me down the road of time cop, like all questions do. Same time cannot operate. Same matter can't operate. Same space at the same time. I do not want another version of me anywhere near me. I have to be unique and the only person. So therefore, we would not, not only would we not fall in love, I see one of us not making it out of that room.
Oh, my God, really?
100%. Yeah.
This is a shocking response from
Thunderdome.
Nick. Because I don't know anybody else that gets so distracted by themselves in the confidence monitor than Nick. So I feel
Nick's whole thing is he's not getting distracted of how good do I look. I feel like he's getting distracted by what am I not nailing? What that hair is out of place, or I should turn my head more this way, or I should do this, or what's wrong with this light, or what's wrong with that?
More often than not, it's that. More often than not, when I'm looking at the confidence monitor, I'm thinking the shot's off, it needs to be framed differently, it's too tight, whatever, a lot of that
stuff.
There's
a lot of beard.
And then every once in a while, there is a moment where I look, I'm like, why did nobody tell me my hair looks this bad? And then I get just angry, and I'm like, who is it going to be? Tim.
Always
Tim. Sabotaging me all the time, not telling me my hair looks bad.
Me.
I don't see Tim... I don't see you falling in love with yourself either.
I don't think any of us would.
I don't think so either.
You know what? I don't want to say no.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a guarantee. But like, I like people that like the same things I like. This whole opposites attract situation, not my
game. Okay, but hold on a second. Well, Gia, like when you met Gia, she wasn't like all in on your nerdy
That's
shit.
That's when
she
I met her. But
reading
she's,
books.
But it's
she's
in her.
Now.
You know what I mean? It's like she authentically likes things that I like. Not all of them. That's fine. But like, I imagine a variant of me wouldn't like all the same things, but like the way I like things, I would like someone else to like things that way too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But she's fine, but I could be better.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this question though. You're opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine would be Nikki. What would yours be?
Timmy.
Hello, Timmy.
Thank you.
Tammy comes up.
I'm Tammy.
And you look at her and you're like, okay, we're the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So we should therefore make out or whatever. But then Tammy says, hey, I'm also a size 11 and I love Jordans. Can I borrow half your Jordans, wear them? Tammy comes back with a big old scuff on your
scuffed
Jordan.
Them.
It is what it is. Tammy wouldn't do that to Timmy.
Tammy.
A women's 11 different than a men's 11.
That's my
so
thing. I'd be just jealous of her being able to get
the cooler colorways.
Get the cooler colorways, the better deals. It's the whole thing, man. They'd be out there. Small feet.
Working it for you.
Mm-hmm. Big world.
Can you imagine two Gregs? That'd be wild.
It would be wild.
And that's back to it where it's like I wouldn't fall in love with a female version of me, I don't think. But I think that it would be I would go the positive as Greg Miller can be, positive route of the whole King the Conqueror thing. Where if Gregs could open up the multiverse here and all of us Gregs could work together and do stuff, we would have a ball torturing other people and being goofballs.
Got it.
You know what
so
I mean?
When you said you do it the good right way, like you,
we wouldn't be.
It still ends in torture.
We're not taking over the world. We're not really
just
torturing people, huh?
Just a city or two.
Just making some jokes, man.
It's just our lives.
I mean? Just having some fun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like imagine that we want to spook Joey, right? But I'm working. Greg Prime here is working and sees Joey, but then Greg Beta falls from the ceiling, drops on the desk. You know what I mean? All these other different things are happening.
Greg the Third in Andy's backyard.
Yeah. My God. Andy would, like, when he opens his door and it looks normal, but then all, like, the bed stands up and it's Greg from the bed dimension.
The bed dimension. No!
In my brain, this is where my head went with it. Andy goes into his room, shuts the door, and it's that scene from Last Crusade where it's really a truck and it pulls away. It's like, we'll fuck with him so much. Wasn't it you that introduced the topic of the bears in San Francisco?
Yeah. Bear Force One. Yeah,
Bear Force One. That was a great episode of the podcast.
That was a really good one.
That's what would happen.
Great doodle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you put all of us together. I mean, that's, you know, it is a, like, I've always thought about that too. You know, like, I'm sure just like you guys, you have a, you have a secret, right? You have the one locked away secret so that if another version of you ever shows up, that would be the one thing you could ask that person. I think more of a time traveling Greg in this scenario than a multiversal Greg. But I feel like those multiversal Gregs would also have some, you know, we'd have touchstones enough, but it's always hard with the multiverse. You know what you're exactly getting. In multiverse, I think, again, if the portal opens and like 19 Gregs step out, I'm not going to be asking them for code words. But like a time traveling Greg, I do have a whole thing set up. And like, that's my thing. You know, you go to the back of the future.
What was the code wording, Ray?
I'm not going to tell you. No worry. I've still never told anybody. I've still never told anybody the code word my parents had as a child for me. Of like, you know how like
if
somebody had to come pick you up in an emergency, they had another code word or whatever. Still won't tell you.
It still might happen.
Might happen at any point now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get in the car. Your mom needs you. What's the code?
Can you imagine kidnapping Greg Miller?
Oh, nah. That's
a nightmare.
Can you imagine?
Scenario.
Yeah, that would definitely be one of those. Like, they kidnap me.
You're stuck and
they have me in the sack of the van right now. And they're driving and they see where the doors lock and they turn around and I'm out and I'm like, you're trapped in here with me.
You've got a video camera.
For some reason, I'm naked in Greece.
Where did he get a video camera from? And it gets like,
yeah, multiple Gregs would be great.
Yeah.
Unless there was one that was like power hungry and crazy. But like,
there's always got to be one.
I fantasized about being able to time travel and talk, you know, me from different spots. You talk to me, whoever the one's time traveling. You know what I mean? I guess old Greg coming back would be the most interesting. You know, young Greg going forward, that kid sucked. We've met him.
Young
Greg talked to him. You know what I mean?
We would like to meet young Greg.
Oh, you will soon enough in our children, our childhood memory videos we went through. I saw Roger editing. Roger was editing the other day, chuckling to himself.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. We got one more of those to film, and I cannot wait. And I'm also dreading it.
I wish we could time travel. And I've thought about this a lot as well. Pocket dimensions, I think, would be the way to do it. Because what I've talked about it before. I don't know if on the show or just with you guys in general, or maybe when me and Joey are out having a cocktail. But like,
or just in your head and to
yourself. Yeah, probably. I'd love to pluck Ben Franklin and show him an iPhone, you know? Mm-hmm. Just show him the shit. But of course, then you got to worry about him ruining the timeline. So you got to pluck him right before he dies, you know, and put him in there. Kind of like that Spider-Man thing where you remember that the comic where they got Uncle Ben came back for like one conversation with Peter on a rooftop. You remember this?
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Exactly.
And I guess similar to, of course, spoilers for No Way Home, right? Where like, you know, they pluck all these guys right before they die.
Right.
Then they live this whole life with fucking Tom Holland and they still die. Fucking stupid. Right, what a waste of time this was. What are you talking about, Tom Holland?
Fair enough.
Joey, would you?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't have like a good reasoning as to why though.
Think about all the Diablo you could play.
I could see that there are benefits, but I feel like it wouldn't necessarily need to be a copy of me.
You're right. I guess that's true. I play a lot of Diablo with Jen right now and she's not a copy of me.
What if his name was Joe? And he looks a
Joey
lot.
And Joe.
It's already
he looks a lot
confusing.
Like Jason Momoa.
I mean, I could be persuaded, I guess. But the Joe, I can't ever date somebody that has my name. It's just not going to work. Or like a variation of my name. I don't know how people do it when there's like they're too similar. I don't think I can do it.
I don't like when there's anyone else in the room named Nick. For sure. Don't like it.
It's confusing.
You don't like when there's other people in the room.
What's that?
You don't like when there's anybody to take away attention from you.
Ah, so true. So true. I meet Roger, best friends. He just sits there and listens. Perfect.
I think he's usually just working. He doesn't know you're talking for the most part.
Where's the headphones?
Ah, it's our thing.
He acts annoyed that I'm talking to him, and I just get closer and closer into his peripheral vision. It's fun.
To get so close to get in his peripheral.
So you, like, other people named Nick. Really, how does that make you feel?
It's confusing. I don't like it. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love my name. I think Nick is a great name, especially if you've just had a child and Hagler's and you're thinking about changing the name of your child. Nick, fantastic name.
Nick Hagler. Nicholas
Nick
Hagler.
Nick Hagler. That's a man who's going to just make it in sales.
Nicky Hagler.
But it's just always confusing because you know how little I pay attention anyway. So now distinguishing between two Nicks, get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me?
What about you, Greg?
Other
Greg.
Right
now you're in the room with another Greg.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, I was going to say, I have not had a situation where there's multiple Gregs.
Except for every day.
Well, yeah, but even then, like, of course, we solved the problem immediately, right? Cool Greg, we figured it out. Call him Cool Greg.
Did both of you Greg James?
Yeah, that's weird.
Greg
that's
James Geddes, right? Greg James Miller.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, you say you don't have a problem with it, but Cool Greg has worked here And then day one, you were like, let's call him Cool
Jeans. That's not what happened.
That's exactly
not
what
at all what happened.
And everyone's like, why don't we can just call him Greg and we'll just distinguish between the two.
If
and
memory
like,
serves,
yeah, cool
if memory fine. Serves, I did not mention it. I did not bring it up. But we did keep turning around when people would say something about Greg. And so I think Kevin was like, we should come up with a nickname for me, Greg Miller. And I think it was proposed Famous Greg.
Old Greg.
Was that what it was first?
I mean,
I'm old Greg.
I said old Greg, and I think I was like, and you'll be cool Greg. And then
Greg was
like, nah, like it can't be something offensive. And then we said Famous Greg, and you were like, nah, that's too much.
Yeah, I'm not famous. But then once we had cool Greg, we were done.
Yeah.
Cool Greg nailed it, and that was perfect. And then cool Greg became cool Greg, and everybody was happy. But like growing up, it was never a thing. The names that irk me, the only name that irks me, I guess, and this isn't anything against you people with this name. It's just the rest of the world not understanding Greg is Craig. When I say Greg and they go Craig, and I'm like, well, how the fuck did you get Craig out of that?
I'd like
to. You know what I mean? They're not.
I'd like to believe, and this might sound insulting to the Craigs out there listening.
Sure. I mean, it's a B level name.
It's a fucking C-list name for sure, a C-tier name. What I'll say is I feel like it used to be Greg a long time ago before Craig was even a name. And then at a coffee shop, the person's like, what is your name? And the person said Greg, but she heard Craig, wrote it on the cup, and then that's how that whole horrible naming convention started. Sure. It's really sad.
I mean, you want to talk about like a double destruction right there. Craig Ferguson. I wake up, my name's Craig Ferguson. I'm just throwing myself off a bridge. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Right? Bad first name, bad last name.
Ferguson.
Struck out on that one. You know what I mean? Name. What are you going to do with that?
Absolutely.
Because you hear Ferguson, what do you think? Turd Ferguson. You can't get away from it.
Turd Ferguson.
Everyone thinks it. You know what I mean? Yeah, turd. Going you hear Craig, simple. What do you think? You're like, oh, it's not Greg. That's not a cool name.
It's not Craig.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure ain't.
Just Craig Ferguson, like the whole thing's got a bad mouthfeel to it.
Would you rather fight all of the Craigs of the world or the Gregs with two G's?
Oh, Joe, that's a great one. You know what I mean? Honestly,
there can't be that many Gregs with two G's.
He gets it all the time.
Three G's.
Huh?
You're not wrong.
Technically three G's. Yes, that's another great point. Great point. Honestly, I think it's more when somebody gets it wrong and says Craig. I'm like, what? You're stupid. And then when somebody's like with two G's or writes two G's, I'm like, oh man, you got a Kansas education on you, huh? Like why even if you didn't know, why make that guess?
What's a Kansas education?
A bad education. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Make your own pencil, kid.
You know how we're always talking about how these horses are as smart as 12 years olds, but they can't talk. You know what I mean? The horses are teaching the classes in Kansas. All right. They're being like, let's go through the ABCs. Like, you know what I mean? Just stomp. It's a horse. It's a horse stomp.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Got it.
Like,
horse,
it's bad.
Horse stocks in binary. Yeah.
Exactly. This is tapping it out in Morse code. Tapping out Morse code. Yeah, like because if you're a service worker, you're working at the Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
And you go, oh, what's your name for the order? Greg. And you write on the cup, G-R-E-G-G. We've now added, I'll be generous. And I'll be conservative and say, half a second to add that extra G.
Didn't.
Honestly, it's probably more of a second, right?
Yeah.
Add it up. Add up all those G's over the court, and you are stealing money from Starbucks, all right? So you're going to come out here and talk about unionizing. You need to talk about getting your fucking house in order, all right? You're stealing money from the corporations, people, with your double G's.
I've seen it a couple times.
What type of mind works the way that a Greg with three G's is Greg coming up with an on-the-fly narrative that is somehow wasting Starbucks' money and time?
I'll let you know, too. I'll let you know, too, if you really want to know what Neuron Fly fired off on that one.
Oh, no.
In, like, the third grade, we had to read some fucking book about his, like, 1920s family that was obsessed with productivity. And how the dad, like, they, like, obsessed. This is, I think, I want to say it's a true story. The dad, like, obsessed with, like, getting showering down to, like, the most efficient minute, second by second thing. And, like, taught the kids how to shower a specific way to maximize their productivity and shit like that. But I don't remember the name of the book. So I couldn't really reference it on the fly. Mm. So I had to go with the unionization.
Smart.
Ripped from the headline. Like that come off as anti-union. It's not true. But again, there's a difference. Let's just be clear, jokes aside, all right? Like, if you want to unionize, good, you should. Unless you're the people put two sheets on credit. All right. That's the statement. You're wasting money. Union people, if you're watching, you think about unionization, ask everybody to spell Greg. They spell it with two G's. You go, oh, you got to get out of here. You know what I mean? Because that's going to be a flaw. That is an argument. You get cross-examined by the CEO on the union boss stand, you're going to have trouble.
That's an interrupt in the Matrix there. It's like a virus.
That's what'll do it. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this question. What about the juxtaposition, the counterbalance, if you will, about all the people at Starbucks that spell my name and the C, and they just leave off the K?
And I see.
Yeah.
Again, those are efficient people.
It's annoying.
How is it annoying? Your name gets read, you're done.
There's only one way to spell Nick. You can't spell Nick multiple ways. There's no other spelling of Nick. I've had people spell it N-I-K-E, which I'm like, that's Bolt.
Nike.
Yeah. Bolt. Like, huh. That's a different
N-I-K-E.
Spelling.
N-I-K-E. Yeah. Not even N-I-K-I.
Sometimes people don't know how to spell Nick. It's very strange.
I get J-O-I-E.
J-O-I-E?
It is weird where that feels like the feminine Joey.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
But I'm just like, you could just put Joey. It's fine.
How many people call you Joe? Because I feel like over time, I have defaulted to calling you Joe.
Yeah. I feel like it's the shortened version. Oh, God. I don't know what you're laughing at. Just
catching up on
no
chat.
No one like exclusively calls me that or like has always called me just Joe. I guess that's the thing. But so I feel like most people have just shortened it over time.
Because I don't think of you as Joanna whatsoever.
Oh, not at all.
What's your mom call you?
All my family and anybody that knew me before high school calls me Joanna. There are like a few people that have like swapped over the years. And those are the weird ones because it's always weird to hear Joey come out of their mouths because I'm so used to Joanna. But
college people still call me Miller. And then a very select group of college people still calls me Blue from when I had blue hair.
Dang.
Yeah.
They don't call me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, they do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They don't call me what?
He didn't believe
I was like,
you.
They don't call you Blue.
Yeah, yeah. Is oh, Adam White will call me Blue to the day I die.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
No, I don't talk to Adam White all that much, so you know what you're going to do. But, you know.
Yeah. It's one of those things, Joey, that it blows my mind that people don't call you Joe.
Yeah.
I think we just started calling you Joe in the office, and that in my small reality, I just thought that everyone, of course, calls me.
Of course.
Joe.
Yeah.
Similar to how Charles Ognette, at one point, easily 7-8 years into our friendship, goes, you know, like one of his friends came to visit and called him Charlie. And I was like, Charlie, that's a cool name. He goes, no, Nick, everyone but you calls me Charlie.
And everyone but you meaning everybody but IGN.
Everyone just because
everyone at IGN called him Charles.
His byline was Charles Ognette.
Yeah.
And so everyone called him Charles because everyone thought that was his name. And when his friends came to visit, it was Charlie. And I was like, that's such a cool name. But to be fair, if you ever meet Charles Ognette, no disrespect, Charles, if you're watching this, he's not a Charles.
He's a Charles.
He's a Charles.
He's a Charles.
He's Charles.
Well, there was a great GameScoop TV from way back. I mean, it was a GameScoop audio thing that then got animated by Javi Rodriguez. But it was Dunham telling the story of Charles's first day.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dunham telling the story of Charles's first day, but Dunham doing his Hillary impression. Because Hillary was like, so what do I call you? Charles, Chippy, or whatever, Chippy. And Charles was like, if you call me Chippy, I'll throw you out that window. He was fine with anything else, so they just settled on Charles.
Chippy, that's weird.
Yeah,
fun one.
There was another Tim in elementary school. And he came later, like it wasn't like.
Oh, that I never liked. Period. And they use the same desks, the same lockers. You switch that shit off. I don't like this mirror universe that's coming here in the afternoon class.
But then decisions had to be made. You know, I was the first Tim on the block, so I kind of got dibs on stuff.
Don't be fooled.
But back then, I went by Timmy. I went by Timmy for a very long time. Like that was my name.
So funny.
Until middle school, I guess, and that's when that normally changes. Weirdly enough, he ended up following me in middle school. He chose to. I hate him for that.
He's just haunting you.
Yeah, he is. But like it was a weird moment thinking about my name and like having the change of like people call me Timmy and then all people call me Tim in a separate world. But I never liked him. And I think a lot of that had to do with him having my name. Him just being Tim in general, there being another Tim. Him making me have to make decisions. Didn't like that.
Me too.
So I'm with you.
Why did you change to Tim? Just because Timmy felt like younger?
Yeah. You get a lot of shit from people around. My older cousins would give me shit. You know, you can't go by Timmy anymore, man. You're a grown ass man. You fucking 11 year old.
You gonna hit this?
But yeah, I definitely got bullied out of the Timmy phase. Which at
do you wish you would have kept it?
No, I mean like I don't think I could be a Timmy now. Having said that, like there was still in middle school. A lot of the women that I know now that I knew since middle school still call me Timmy to this day.
See, I think of the big three E's, right? You got Johnny,
Yeah.
Which is badass. You can be called Johnny for the rest of your life. Johnny drives a Firebird.
Yeah, he does.
And still fucking parties.
Drinks lots. Horse banquet.
100%.
There's Jimmy. Had a bit of a problem. Jimmy always had a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Jimmy's better than James, though.
Jimmy, I'll take a James over a Jimmy. Jimmy, I'm like,
really?
Yeah, Jimmy just feels like it's Jimmy's up to no good, right? Then there's the Timmy who still lives at home. Timmy.
Yeah.
No respect to Timmy.
Whatsoever. Danny, though.
Danny, that's just Italian. There is no such thing as Dan in Italian. If you're an Italian man and your mother chose to name you Daniel, it's Danny. Or yeah. Danny boy. That's how it's called.
Danny boy, yeah.
Were you ever Nikki?
My mother called me Nikki for a while. Yeah. That was that. She still every once in a while will say that. Like, it's a term of endearment in our family. I'm Nicholas when I've done something clearly wrong.
Yeah.
And Nikki when it's just I need you to go get me something or do something around the house. For sure.
So there's been a conversation that we've had on this podcast before. It's evolved. It's changed. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? What are the repercussions? All this stuff. It's come up recently more and more and more to the point that I want to start taking it more seriously. Kevin, your moment is coming, okay?
Beast Wars?
I want to legally change my name to Optimus.
You're lying. You're lying. I want to fucking do it. I was going to bring this up earlier.
It's so good.
Like 2 minutes ago.
But like legitimately, the last couple weeks, I have been looking into it more. Uh-huh. And
it's
I'm trying. The thing is, it is hard. It costs money. There's a lot of things.
You have to go to court, right?
There's all this stuff. We can do it. I am worried about the negative ramifications and the complications it will cause my life in the future of like, your driver's license doesn't match up to the this and the that old thing.
You
get all that new stuff, but you don't know the things you don't know. You don't know the like forms you filled out before and all this stuff. Because I've never been Timothy. Timothy's not my thing.
The things you're not thinking about.
Yeah. Like, my name is Timothy, and that's such bullshit. I was born an Optimus. I know that, okay?
You're optimistic?
That's what I'm saying. You know?
Are you going to change your name? Is your full name going to be Optimus Tim?
No.
What?
You're the fucking... I hate you.
Jesus, no.
It's going to be Optimus James Geddes.
Robert.
Oh, Robert, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Optimus Geddes, no. Optimus Tim, I'm for.
Yeah.
Optimus Tim is badass. Come on.
No. I like it because Optimus is still Tim.
It's long.
Yeah. Tim is in there. Yeah.
That's been my entire thing since day one. And I used to tell people back, like, this must have been, I mean, my entire life, honestly, people be like, what's your full name? And I would just commit. It's Optimus.
I think it's, this is like a kind of funny one joke or something like that.
Can I just start calling you Optimus?
I mean, I still want to go by Tim.
But how often?
I just want Optimus to be my full name. Tim is short.
I see what you're saying.
But you don't
now.
Have that choice, right? So once you change your name, we can choose to call you whatever we want.
That's
Charles,
not how it is.
I'm calling you Musk. Charles.
I'm calling you Musk Geddes from now on.
God, Nick just was the fucking bangers today.
It's Musk Geddes.
It's just that thing is you can have it your way. Yeah. You can have it your way. Mm-hmm. And okay, cool. I can't call you Optimus because you didn't change your name to Optimus. Whatever.
But you can the same way that like you call me Timothy.
Well, that's the line I'm about to draw on this fucking sand. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm just going to call you Timothy from here on out. These are the choices, Scott.
You do every once in a while.
Yeah, but
I feel like if you call me Optimus that often, it'll feel fun. Timothy does feel fun.
The motion passes. Okay, that's fine. Okay, if I can do it that way, I'm fine.
So, here's the thing, everybody. If you're listening to this, if you have any knowledge of the things I might not be thinking about, tweet at me why this is a bad idea, okay?
Do you worry about
people not taking you seriously or thinking that you have a fake ID? Not that we get carded that often, but do you think that TSA is going to be like,
That's what I'm saying. It's a light worry of mine. Cool, Greg, you say bad idea. Definitively bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go the opposite terrible. Way of
what
it.
Did he
of
say?
Like when
he
we
said that he thinks that I'm starting it of like it being a issue.
What I'll chime in here with, of course, is that a long, 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 long time ago, I fell in love with a little French Canadian woman named Jen, and when we were signing our paperwork to get married and do everything, or we're not even before then, she's like, "I'm probably not going to change my name because of paperwork." And I'm like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. You're in the middle of immigrating to the United States. Like that would be a real complication if suddenly it went from Saint-Ange to Miller or whatever, right?" And so when we were signing the paperwork in the marriage, like, she's like, "You know what? I'm going to do it." And I was like, "I don't know." And like to this fucking day, like her passport in Canada still doesn't match this, so it's always a this. And you go to clear on an international trip, and it's got to be and it's like the other pieces of paperwork that we had to hurdle. And like, for the most part now you've gone through those hurdles and it's over. But I mean, like we've been married 6 years now, right? Like it's been a while.
6 years.
Yeah, I am. Crazy. Counting now. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I don't really talk about this much, but I changed my name when I got married. Like, I dropped my, like, my like, name, like, include, like, because of, like, paperwork stuff, it included my mom's last name on it, right? So it was Coelho Luque. But, like, never have I actually acknowledged the Luque part. It was just part of, like, my ID and, like, you know, caused little problems. Like, you guys would book tickets for me, and I'd have to be like, no, fuck. Like, guys, remember my flight name?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And when I got married, I dropped that part. And it has no major issues. I just have a passport ID that has the Kevin Coelho, and I have my regular ID, which I haven't updated yet, that has my Coelho Luque. And sometimes people book flights with just Kevin Coelho, and I bring out my passport ID, and sometimes they book it with Kevin or Coelho Luque. And I bring my idea. Other than that, it's caused no issues for me.
Cool. Get on mic. Get on shock mic or something. Kevin said once in a meeting we did. I haven't seen shock mic in years.
I don't think.
Go over there and grab one of the YYs.
Stick mic.
No, don't.
We move shock mic.
Just get a stick
to an undisclosed location. Yeah, I mean, it's like the middle of a terrorist attack. Where we've hidden the president. Listen, shock mic is safe wherever it is. Don't worry about shock mic.
One of the biggest issues that I've already identified, but then I've already came up with a solution for. So don't worry, do not fret, everyone. It's okay. Sure. I was realizing, oh man, it's going to change my initials, and that's not cool. Like, I'm kind of used to my initials, but then I was like, why do I give a fuck about my initials? What's the answer?
Who gives a shit about trade? I don't know.
Arcades. High scores. All right.
You're never setting another high score.
Big thing in my mind. Big thing in my mind. But then I realized my entire life I never put TRG. I always just put TIM anyways. So I'm set. I'm sitting.
Yeah, what does Gia think of all this?
She's super supportive.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got a good one there.
I know. It's great.
One day you should probably marry her.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's going to be a nightmare.
I mean, that's where it kind of started, is us like looking into name changing and exactly what we need to do it all, because she's taking Getty's. I can give a fuck less, but she has no attachment to Harris at all. So.
Just so real.
Anyways, she's changing her name. So she's been looking into like doing the paperwork and all that dumb bullshit. And I was thinking, I was like, is this one of those opportunities where I get to change my name because you're changing? Will it make it easier? Because if so, fuck it, I'm doing it. And there's a bunch of weird rules. Like, changing your first name, unfortunately, is not part of the wedding name change.
No,
like,
yeah, it's like you fish just the last name.
Yeah. So I'm like what Kevin's talking about, like, it was easier for him because that last name stuff kind of.
It's illegal to do either.
Yeah, but either way, I want to make this happen. I want to make it happen for you, Nick.
I mean, I would love to make it happen. I have a feeling, and I say this with all honesty, it's going to cause me work to a degree. Because it will. Mm-hmm. I'll have to refile a bunch of shit for the 100%, business.
100% it would.
I'm not about you doing this. Yeah, because that's going to be a nightmare for taxes. Yeah. But cool. We'll figure it out. Yeah, that's what you really want to do.
Optimist, I've always wanted this for you. Thank you, Kevin. Like, my whole childhood, I've been like, let's do it. Let's do it someday. Do it.
Now, would it be annoying to you if after you changed it to Optimist, I changed my first name to Timothy?
Pretty good. Yeah. He has this like big celebration, big day. We've got a second cake to congratulate you.
You're gonna have to refile the business paperwork anyway.
Yeah, he's already in there. He's already under the hood.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm Tim Geddes now.
Just really confuse everybody.
Change your last name too.
We're going over there.
Are you just Tim Geddes? Scarpino. That's your first name, Scarpino.
Tim Geddes, Michael Scarpino.
Change your name to Tim Geddes and then change your Twitter name to Tim_Geddes. It's perfect.
Oh, God, that's so funny. And I'll get timgeddes.net.
Yeah.
Perfect. I always hate when there's another Nick, because then they have to start calling me on my last name, and I just don't love when people call me Scarpino.
You don't love being called Scarpino? I feel like that is one of the best last name calls.
I don't know. Period. There's a guy in my jiu-jitsu class named Nick. He's a new guy, and they call him New Nick, and I'm like, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before they drop that, and he's Nick, and I'm Scarpino. People default to it. I always lose the Nick.
It's because Scarpino is such a great last name. Wow.
Never loved it. I've never thought it was it's not a strong, powerful Italian last name. Scarpino is like the last name you have when the guy makes the coffee.
Oh, you're like Harry the Horse. You're like some like.
It's like a silly, it's like more goofy than it is like.
I played Harry the Horse.
Did you?
Goofy. Guys and Dolls.
Like Greg Miller. That's a presidential name.
Yeah.
Vote for Greg Miller. Yeah. Tim Gettys? Are you kidding me? Gettys? Pretty the cool. Fortune?
Hell yeah.
Are you kidding me? Gia Gettys? It's GG?
Does everybody just call you, that doesn't know you, call you Tim Getty?
The Getty stuff. Gettys comes up a lot.
Yeah, we fucked you on at IGN. I'm sorry about that.
Well, I mean, a lot of people did.
We had Ryan Gettys, and then you came afterwards, so it was just so hard for a long time to change.
G-E-D-D-E-S, this one.
Oh.
You know.
But once he had that, you know what I mean? You know, people screwed it up a lot, yeah.
My 7th grade science teacher always called me Mr. Gettys, and I was like, you love me, Mr. Hyler. Can you just remember this? Come on. Table 7.
Did you ever tell
most
him?
Most infamous table of all time.
I don't know about
me
that.
Me and my cronies. Never fucking forget, all right? One time we were like, what, 7 stories up in this building, look across the street, and we realized that the marina apartments above us were like where all the marina people live. It was a nice day, and everyone decided to sunbathe on the roof.
I love it. I love where this is going.
Yeah, that was a distracting day for a bunch of 7th graders that realized what boobs look like. It was nuts.
Were they topless?
Oh, yeah, dude. Nice. It was wild. It was.
Describe them.
Yeah. My God.
Jesus. Were there nipples?
Wow. Wow. Tim just made a noise I've never heard him make before.
Oh, fuck.
I'll tell you what, Gregory, that's, you know, that's the part that doesn't work for me.
Gregory.
And not that I need name changed or anything, but it's just like, it's always weird, like on a day of like in school when it would be Gregory Miller. I'm like, what? And what Gregory have you met that's like, call me Gregory? And I understand it's weird, even right now with Ben. You know, Benjamin's his full name, and Benjamin's a great name, I think. Not even because I picked it. I helped pick it. I had 50% of the pick. But it's like, Ben's a great name, Benjamin's a great name, BJ's a great name. Like, Ben's got all these awesome names. But sometimes in a park, it'll be, what's his name? And I'll go, Ben, and Jen goes, Benjamin. And it's like, we're both right, but it's confusing. Like, interesting of like, but I can see.
Do you default to one over the other? Is it kind of just.
Well, again, I don't want to get in trouble when the union stuff happens, so I go Ben. I'm saving time. So I default to Ben. Okay. I thought we were going to be BJ. I really did think when we were talking baby BJ, there was a lot of talk, you know, that's what it was going to be, I thought. But it's just been Ben. But Benjamin, I still whip out. Yeah, I still call
Shout
him
Shout out to Benji. I know it's not yours.
Yeah.
But hey,
Benny Boo Boo.
Yeah.
I like to bust stir on the everything. Joester, Benster.
Yeah, Benster's great too. Yeah.
The one that I don't bust out enough is calling you Greggles.
Yeah. Yeah, no Greggles was never a big one for me. But yeah, I know you do it. You do it. Yeah.
Inconvenient.
A lot
weird.
Never heard Greggles before.
No,
I think Joey is the first person who ever really did it.
Yeah,
Greggy is the thing that like really kind of breaks my brain in the sense that like you made that happen.
Yeah, no human beings ever called me Greg. Well, now they do because of the handle.
So many
or
people do. Like my brother, like almost exclusively refers to you as Greggy. Like when he's talking, he's like, "Oh, Greggy said this. Greggy said that." And it's like, it's just weird that like
I wish I could go far back enough to. I mean, I've done it in video games my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why. Because again, yeah, nobody called me Greggy. I think I did, you know, I did the Froggy comic.
Yeah.
It might have been that a little bit influencing it.
Game
but even
over
then,
Greg. Just
but even then,
same.
Oh God, and that's my Blizzard name. No. People make fun of me all the time. Because there's only so many stupid fucking, dude, there's only so many characters you can do. And like, yeah, the first time it popped up on a stream or something, somebody was like, that's Greg's dad. Or you know what I mean? That's like, that's a homeroom teacher, Game Over Greg or whatever. You know what I mean? Sucks. But yeah, it's a weird one of like how I adopted that and made that, but I don't have like the origin. I have the origin of me using it, the origin of Game Over Greggy, like all that, but I don't have the origin of why Greggy is what I wanted and what I ran with. But again, that it was like totally a self, like, I'm putting this into the video game. This is me in this video game. Only here. Only video game profiles are Greggy. It doesn't make any sense. Nowhere else is it happening.
Perfect, though. You stuck with it.
I made it a thing.
All that matters.
I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Game Over Greggy. All because I fleeced a company out of an Xbox in Columbia, Missouri, and then needed to make an Xbox Live name. And I had a column named Game Over. I'd already been using Greggy forever in video games. Put them together.
Game Over Greggy.
Made a choice then.
Perfect.
Gruesome Greg. With you. Was Gruesome Greggy a later thing?
It was high school.
So before thing.
Well, compared to what? I don't know what.
So Gruesome Greg. So Live Greggy, there was, Greggy had an origin that was before the Xbox.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm talking about like since any video game. So we're talking like Genesis, probably SNES is when you started building like an RPGs. And I didn't play a lot of RPGs, but like I'm putting in a video game profile name that early. I'm putting Greggy in if I can.
Got it.
And like it's that thing where it built. Yeah. So then, yeah, Game Over Greggy is the handle name. Gruesome Greggy, yeah, it was, you know, the wrestling thing or the backyard wrestling thing.
Love it.
Yeah, Greggy, it all goes back to video game Greggy profiles. But yeah, why? Who knows? I must just thought I needed something nice, something to differentiate between all the other Gregs and fucking Craigs and double G's out there ruining my life. This one's pulled from the headlines of today.
Okay.
Cozy Bear, and the headlines, I mean me at the kitchen table today.
Okay.
Cozy Bear has another one, so this is just the Cozy Bear episode. Did you ever...
Not the headlines.
Well, it's a headline to me today. It's my life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My fucking life, Joe.
It's Craig's life.
Mick World. It's now or never. Bon Jovi. Did you ever fail so spectacularly at trying to cook a particular dish that it scared you off from ever attempting it again? I fucking hate, and I cook a lot. I'm a good cook, I'd say. You guys know. Yeah. You can tell me if I'm wrong or whatever. I cook a lot. I fucking can't stand making pancakes. They never come out right for me. I read the package. I do exactly what it says. They are still like, they're not like fluffy. They are not burned, but they're like, they're.
Wait, quick question for you. How are you at making tortillas?
I'm not. I don't make tortillas.
I thought that was never.
I made tortillas once and I was like, this was way too much. And they also didn't come out well. Yeah. And I was like, I'm fine buying the ones out of the box.
You know. That was the dinner you had me and Paula over for one
time. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Where I was super confident on this thing I'd never done before.
You were so upset about the tortillas.
Well, again, like that's similar but different. But it was the whole idea of like, I looked at the recipe in the video. I'm like, I can do this. I know this isn't hard. And then, yeah, like 3 hours later, I'm like, they're not doing anything they're supposed to do. They're fucking potatoes. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, the pancakes thing, and over here, you're using a mix. That's your problem. And Josh, I say this with all due respect. Go to fucking hell. Because I've done the thing where I've made it from scratch. I've used the bag. I've done this. I've done that. I've tweeted about this problem and looked at it. I've watched videos. I've done it. And no matter what I do, these pancakes, again, I think it's that my surface is too hot. So
your heat's too high.
There's, and it's just, I can't get
you
them.
You tried lowering the heat?
I have, but then I forget what the problem is
that's
then.
Crazy. I mean, you throw away the first one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I eat it. I don't care. I'll eat anything. Oh, don't worry
gross,
about me.
Greg. It's gross.
Yum, 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 yum. I'm hungry.
Y'all know I ain't out in these streets cooking or anything like that. But the one story that I will say I'm culpable for in some way, shape, or form, even though it wasn't me, when we were like 13, my friend Curran, we bought Top Ramen, and he put it in the microwave. And then the microwave lit on fire because he didn't put water in it. He just fucking put it in the microwave and then just turned it on. So,
yeah. Not great.
Moral of the story?
First time or last time
we,
that happened?
We could all, anybody can fuck up cooking, even if it is just Top Ramen.
Yeah. The thing that I've never, that's not true. It's a 50-50 shot if I'm going to make rice correctly in a pot.
Oh my God, dude. Don't even get me started. Rice was another one, and then I got the rice cooker, and it's just amazing.
And I blame that. I am I'm half Japanese. I have never once until I moved out after, I think it was till I moved here that I didn't have a rice cooker. And then, so I've just never, ever had to learn how to make rice on the stove. When I lived with you guys, I think I burned one at the bottom of one of the pots because I fucked it up so bad. But sometimes it, like, I don't know. I feel like I do the same thing every time. 50% of the time, it's like super wet and goopy and sticky, and I'm just like, there's still so much water in it. Could not for the life of me figure out why. So then I just bought a rice cooker because it's so much easier.
So it was a godsend. Now I need to get that airport pancake machine. Be all set.
You want to get the one that makes it in the shape of Texas?
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's a waffle.
Nick?
Yeah.
Have you ever failed so spectacularly at trying to cook a particular dish that it scares you off from ever attempting it again? I forgot about the tortillas, Kevin. That's a legitimate answer. I keep coming back to the pain of the pancake. But today was the nightmare where it's, you know, again, I've tried, and again, they're not inedible. They're just not as good as Jen's. They're just not, and even I've.
Quality is not an act. It's a.
They're not as good as Jen's.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. It's not as good as Jen's, right? And I've said, like, what are you doing here? And then, okay, and this just doesn't work for me. And today was the day where she sat down and she ate, and she's like, They're chewier. It's a new mix too. She's like, they're chewier. I'm like, and I was like, I laid it all out. I didn't like yell, but I'm like, and she's just like, you know, it's interesting. It's not interesting. She's rephrased the thing, but she's like, you get really angry about pancakes. And I'm like, I can't do it. I don't know why. This is why I don't bake. It's a fucking science. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. You gotta get the leavening and the bubbles.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I just don't cook that much. I think when I used to cook when I was like younger, I would make the world's easiest thing. But it wasn't that. The only story that sticks out, it was not a cooking story. It's a story my brother tells all the time when we used to live together. I used to like eating cheese. And I used to like that smoked Gouda that you get from Costco.
Yeah.
Like that good smoked Gouda. Yeah. And my mom, this was back when my parents were like, you know, taking pity on me, and they'd take me to Costco once a month so that I could like eat for the rest of the month because I just was like not great with money and didn't have any from when I was, you know, the serving jobs that I would do. And I'll never forget, my brother tells a story where like I used to get up in the middle of like when you were watching TV at night and I'd cut off slices of the cheese and I'd go back and eat it. And my brother came home in the morning one time and I was still sleeping out, like it was like noon. And he's like, hey, what's going on with that slab of cheese that's still out there on the counter? And it had like, it was hot in the room, so it had sort of melted and then congealed again. And I was like, oh man, I'm never hearing the end of this. Yeah. Similar to that time, yeah, I asked you to bring me some shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big guy needs shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast each and every week. Four, yeah, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, each coming to hang out with each other and talk to each other. If you want to talk to us, you can write in for free at kindafunny.com/KF podcast with your topics of conversation. Oh. Of course.
It's a good Tyler's is the Parmesan story. Yes, that is a fail.
But then you loved it.
It was fucking so good.
You made a Parmesan cheese crisp you really liked.
It smelled so bad for like 2 weeks.
Whatever. Of course, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to watch live, just like Anthony, Cody, Melissa, and Josh are. Of course, you get the show ad-free there. You can support us and just say, hey, you're doing a good job. We'd like to see you all gainfully employed. And of course, you get a bevy of bonus content, all only on Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, each and every podcast does post on YouTube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe, no matter where you get us. Thanks for your support. Please consider watching all of our summer Game Fest content, whether it be the reaction streams, the post shows, the other reaction streams, the other post shows, watching our TikToks and whatever we're making while we're in LA and all that jazz. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Hi, Tom Baudet here for Studio 6. I thought I'd play a little game with you. He's a 6, but has clean, comfortable rooms, a kitchen to cook in, fresh coffee to brew, great Wi-Fi, oh, and he loves to do long-term. 10, right? I'd say Studio 6 is definitely a 10. I'm Tom Baudet for Studio 6, but really 10, where you get more in your room and less on your bill.